Well, a lot of you have been asking the question, where have you been? We've had some big news stories. I mean, the assassination attempt, the dropping of charges in the Mar-a-Lago case, and now a vice presidential pick. Where have you been?
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I have a lot of things that I want to share with you today. It's been a very busy news time for many of you since Saturday. And I started getting some emails on Tuesday saying, Bob, you didn't say a word on Monday or on Tuesday about what happened over the weekend. What's going on? Well, just to give you a real fast update, as many of you know, my wife and I are in Florida right now. This program originates from South Florida. And we've been doing a lot of traveling, so I've had to record programs a day or two in advance in order to keep the flow of the programs going. And it's not easy when you're traveling to use some basic gear on the road and edit and get things done. There's a lot of work to be done at our home in Florida, a lot of family issues that need to be resolved, and a few work things that I've promised to do that we're doing this week. And also, I had the opportunity this past Sunday to preach at a church in Vero Beach, which I'll share more about that some other day. It was an incredibly good time and meeting some old friends that I hadn't seen in some cases in years. So I'm thankful for the opportunity. But today I'm going to address some of those stories and give you my take and just my instincts and what we should really be doing. Don't chase down every headline, please, that you find on the internet. Don't share with me every little video, every little thing that you see. There's a good chance you might be wrong. I'm seeing a lot of stories that came out on Saturday night into Sunday morning and even into Monday that ended up not being true. I've seen a lot of things said by our own FBI, our own Secret Service, our own government, that I'm very skeptical about in what they're saying. Understand that my skepticism is born from a lifetime of watching our own government not tell the truth, or to quote the words of Jesse Jackson, who once said, a half-truth is a whole lie. There have been a lot of half-truths that have come out over the assassination attempt on Saturday. We were at our home in Florida. And it was Saturday afternoon. We've been working just feverishly trying to get a lot of things done. It's hot down here. And when you've spent as much time in the mountains in the summertime as we do, I'm not used to this high humidity and high temperature. So it really was taking a toll on me on Saturday. And by around 5 o'clock, I came in and took a shower. And I knew I had to prepare myself for the service for the next day. And to be honest, I really didn't have a message in mind. It just wasn't coming together. It had been such a busy week of travel and then some unexpected, not-so-fun surprises to deal with when we arrived in Florida. And so it was just nonstop, nonstop. And finally, around a little before 6, I sat down and I started reading and preparing and just thinking about the service on Sunday. And I had the TV set on in the background. I put it on Newsmax. I knew there was going to be a Donald Trump rally, and I just thought I'd take a little look at it for a few minutes. And so I had it on, and I really wasn't paying full attention to what was going on. I mean, don't take this the wrong way, please. I've seen a number of Donald Trump's rallies, and they're kind of predictable. I think you would agree with that, with me. They can be somewhat predictable. There's nothing wrong with that. And so I really wasn't expecting to hear or see anything earth-shattering. I knew that a vice presidential candidate would be named soon, but probably not at that rally in Pennsylvania. So I just had it on in the background as I'm looking at scripture and I'm thinking about the service and the message that I need to deliver the next day. And all of a sudden, I'm realizing something is wrong. And I looked up at that split second watching President Trump, take a dive down to the floor behind the podium. And then the Secret Service, and I didn't know at that point, was he shot? Was he dead? I think if anybody was watching, you were probably just in as much shock as I was. We didn't know. And then the Secret Service was there, and a few seconds later, he's on his feet, and they're rushing him off the stage. And the rest, I'm sure you've been following as much as I have, trying to discern what went wrong. And here we are today. A lot of speculation. I can remember postings of a picture of somebody. I'm not going to say the name. And it ended up, I saw people that I would think would know better than to post stuff they haven't vetted, but they did. They were people, friends of mine, people that are supposed to be politically savvy and intelligent, and they were posting utter nonsense and garbage and fake information within hours. This is the shooter. He's an Antifa guy. Well, turned out not to be true by any stretch, by anybody, anywhere. Now, there's a lot about this case, and I think that you would agree with me, that doesn't make any sense. How did some lone 20-year-old that just graduated high school 2 years ago, how did he become such a great sharpshooter in 2 years? I mean, he never was in any kind of gun club that we know. He was never an active hunter. So how did he suddenly have this ability to grab a weapon, get on a rooftop, and shoot the former president of the United States and attempt to kill him? How did he, in his small little car that they claim has bomb-making materials and they found it at home and everything else, how did he come up with this stuff? And how did he get this ladder that could reach up to up to 30 feet? In a small car. And how did he get it from his parked car, parked a distance from the building, to get on the building to take the shot? There are a lot of things out there, and once again, I don't know how true some of this stuff is. And pardon me for being skeptical and not jumping on every little thing that comes down the internet. I'm not going to do it. I've learned over the years, working in emergency management, working as a public information officer, sorting out the garbage, the nonsense, and the noise from the facts is not easy. And many of you are being sucked into some phony stuff. Be careful. Will we ever fully know the truth? My honest opinion is we probably will not. Just like with John F. Kennedy, we're still waiting for materials to be released. They wanted to hold on to for 76 years. And that means I'll be 86 or something like that, or 87 when they finally get released. I don't trust our government anymore to tell the truth, have integrity, have honesty, to do the right thing. They do not. And it's sad to say that we have a government now that is literally run by fools and reprobates and some of the most evil people that this nation has ever birthed. In high places. And I think back, how many times have I said, you get the government you deserve? There are a lot of unanswered questions, and I think there are going to be a lot of unanswered questions for quite a while. And don't grasp onto every little thing that somebody shares with you in some little video from Rumble or this, that, and the other, or this inside person or this person or that. Be real, real careful. You know, it's, how do I put this? And I'm trying to be polite. I can remember back in the 70s and in the 80s doing some news work occasionally in my broadcast career, especially after a tornado hits. And I'm sorry to put it this way, you head to the trailer park and you get all kind of, you know, strange people with strange memories of what just occurred. And so I am just urging you as much as I humanly possibly can to be cautious. Do I believe that there's a deep state that would like to take Donald Trump out? You bet I do. I have no doubt in my mind there are those that would be thrilled. And we saw just how intellectually, morally, and spiritually bankrupt some people in leadership all over the world are. Gee, if he'd only taken shooting lessons, or maybe if he just one inch over, this would be done and we'd be all celebrating. We saw a lot of those evil people that wanted the man dead on the left. And then they try to blame everybody on the right for the vitriol. Well, they're the ones calling for put him in a bullseye. That was President Biden. The rhetoric is evil. people that hit the media, they're liars, they're filth, they're disgusting, they're rot. And I'm just telling you as it is. It's going to be a while before we have any usable information. I know that the FBI is trying to act like, well, our investigation is done. Well, these are the same bozo clowns that raided Mar-a-Lago. They're the same bozo clowns that said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation when they knew completely it was real. They lied. They didn't care. They were so politically motivated, they would lie. There are some stories out there, may or may not be true. I'm not going to even get into them, but just to say enough that there were a lot of failure points. And how are they allowed to happen? A friend of mine wrote something that I thought was rather fascinating. And be careful, this once again, oh, the director of the Secret Service is a DEI hire. Well, not necessarily. This individual had joined the Secret Service way back in the 90s, had a stellar career, did excellent work. It saved Dick Cheney's life from a would-be assassin. In 2019, after a stellar career, she went to work in the private sector and did very well. And then surprisingly, in 2022, she was named the director of the Secret Service by the Biden administration. Whether it was Biden or somebody else, she ended up being asked to come back. And she did. So she's not a DEI hire, but I will say some of the field officers she was stuck with were. We know that for a fact, that in many departments in the United States government, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion, or as I call it, diversity, inclusion, and equity to die, and somebody is going to die before this is over from the stupidity of putting people that are not capable of doing their job in places where they can bring big risk to our nation. Yeah, we do have a problem. And so be cautious. I am thankful. I'm thankful that Donald Trump survived. I am mortified. I am angered that a man died protecting his family in the stand and others were critically wounded. This should never have happened. How do you have a building 430 feet from the podium where some alleged 20-year-old super sharpshooter? He didn't do this on his own. That much I can tell you with certainty. He didn't have the wherewithal. One lone person like that without the training does not have the wherewithal to plan all this. How do you plan this? How do you know which building to go to? How do you know where the security is going to be open and lapsed? How did this happen? How do you get a 30-foot ladder out of a small car and drag it from the car all the way to this building to get up on the building and then get a shot off? And supposedly, and I don't have any reason to doubt this, there were many witnesses that saw him on the building. And it seemed that nobody did anything. Why? Why? These are questions that must be answered, and I absolutely do not trust Mayorkas at the Department of Homeland Security. He's untrustworthy. He's a liar. He's just a disgusting, evil person. He's a liar. I do not trust the FBI. They have lied and lied and lied. They lied back in 2020. They keep lying and they're still lying. And these are the people that are going to whitewash this? No way. I pray fervently that Donald Trump makes it through the election and through the inauguration and we begin to get our nation back. Do I think that Donald Trump is the most moral and the greatest man that ever walked the face of the earth? Of course not. No man is. But we're not hiring the head pastor of a church. We're hiring a bull in a china shop to fix the problems. So as we think about this assassination attempt, be cautious with the information you are reading. Double check before you share. And In the fog of war, there's going to always be a tremendous amount of disinformation. All I can tell you is be careful.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Now let's move on to a couple of other stories in the news. As many of you already know, that the case in Mar-a-Lago has been dismissed. I'm certain that Jack Smith will do anything or whatever he can to resurrect that case from the dead. He will try to bring it to an appeals court. I mean, I may be wrong, but I just figure based upon his prior activities and prior things that he's done, that he's one of those people that are determined to get his way. He went after a former governor in the state of Virginia, a Republican, and destroyed that man's life and finances and everything, just decimated the guy, and then gets overturned unanimously at the Supreme Court. Jack Smith should be disbarred. Jack Smith should not be allowed to practice law, and Jack Smith should never work for the government as a prosecutor. End of discussion. The man is evil. The man was sent to The Hague because he was such a problematic individual when he worked for the government the first time. So they got rid of him by sending him there where they didn't care. And the fact that he's even still around, well, that speaks volumes to me that they wanted to find a clown that had no morals, no scruples to go after Trump, because a lot of other lawyers would never have touched this. There are a handful of despicable people, and I think they are well known in the Justice Department as their fixers to do certain things that nobody with any integrity would touch. And that's Jack Smith. As he watches the case, the J6 case probably will evaporate because of presidential immunity. Other cases that they have bought will probably be waysided over time. And now this case in Mar-a-Lago, it's gone. All that's really left is the sentencing for the fake and phony case in New York with another judge who's just a political hack, whose daughter made millions of dollars because of her dad presiding a trial where he broke every rule in the book in destroying the possibility of a defense. This is unconstitutional. What the man did, what Judge Mershon did, in my opinion, and other lawyers agree, and I've read some that are really trustworthy, the man denied Trump his civil rights. The judge should be the one going to jail, not Trump. And when you think about it, what was it all about? Everybody, when you ask somebody, so what was he convicted of? They go, hush money, hush money. There's nothing illegal about hush money. It's called a non-disclosure agreement. It's legal in every state. There are thousands entered into each and every day. I went to work for a county one time. I had to sign one. And sometimes people sign them for non-compete, a lot of reasons. They're thoroughly legit, and they are enforceable in a court. People also forget Stormy Daniels violated her non-disclosure agreement. She owes Trump $500,000. For a violation. The courts found her guilty. So don't tell me hush money. You're a fool if you think that. Only fools would say it was a hush money trial. It wasn't. It was a bookkeeping. A bookkeeping entry. And it happened after the election. So how do you make that claim? In other words, you could come up with anything in your mind that you believed was the underlying evil thing, but you never had to prove what it was. In other words, it was a sham trial. This should never have happened. Even Alvin Bragg initially never wanted to take it. He said, this is ridiculous, but he got forced into it. The Biden administration sent their hitman from the Department of Justice, who left and went to New York to help him go through this. And then they got themselves a reprobate, evil judge to do the dirty work and break the law, knowing they're going to be overturned on appeal, which they will. Probably in New York, let alone the federal level. It's an idiotic case that never should have been bought. And he faces sentencing. You know, Hillary Clinton, see, this $130,000 was involved in the Trump thing. In Hillary Clinton's case, there are millions of dollars in the false dossier trying to influence an election with a pack of lies and using campaign funds in an illegal way. If anybody should be charged, it should be her, not Trump. But once again, justice is dead in America. It's been reeking like a stinking corpse for years, especially at the federal level. And now we have Biden, you know, weaponizing it. We'll keep Trump out of office any way we can. And so I predict that trial will eventually be overturned. And all you got left is Fannie Willis down in Fulton County. And she's still determined to put Trump and everybody in jail. And something tells me that now that the state, not the idiot governor of the state of Georgia, Rhino himself, you know, Brian Kemp and Ratberger, they're not going to get their way. The Georgia Senate has a nose full, and they'll handle it. And I think that case will die as well. So that's where we are. An assassination attempt, weaponization of justice, the lying filth in the media is still spouting lies after lie after lie. And somehow we try to find the truth in all of this noise of garbage. You know, I feel like I'm standing on the top of a landfill, not the top of a mountain, when you deal with these people. And it stinks. Now, I have read a lot of opinions. People that are not really happy about J.D. Vance and some that are. For me, at this point, it's still mixed emotions. I have a respect for the man. I know that at one time in 2016, and that's 8 years ago when he was, you know, a lot younger than he is today. He's 49. So he was like, you know, I mean, he's 39. He was like 31. And he was a never-Trumper at that time. But you have to remember, it was like over three years ago that he changed his mind on that early on in early 2021 and realized that he was wrong. And he publicly apologized. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's a mixed bag, but then again, I'd rather have a J.D. Vance that has never been tainted yet by the federal government by being there for decades than somebody on the inside. It was insiders that got into the Trump administration as they started in 2017 and did everything in their power to derail everything that he was trying to do. And that includes the Speaker of the House at that time, another rhino. So I'm going to kind of sit back and let it play out. And I also, one thing I forgot to mention, the Secret Service needs to be overhauled, examined, and investigated. How could the mistakes happen? Why? And I want to know why Biden was denying RFK Jr. for all this time. What was his real motive? He just hated the fact that this guy was going to suck away votes from him. And he was hoping that maybe history would repeat itself like it did in 63 and 68. I'm really believing that. So that's where I stand on those issues. You know, we'll see about J.D. Vance. My time down here in Florida, the best part of it so far, was preaching this past Sunday. I don't have the time to share the message. It was one of my longer ones, and if I ever do share it, I'll have to break it apart in three or four pieces to fit it in the program. But somehow I want to make sure you can get a copy of that message, the audio at least. I can make it available somehow online if you'd like it. If somebody doesn't have online and they have a CD player, I might be willing to burn it to a CD for you. It's a message of hope, a message of change. If you've ever thought yourself unworthy before God, that God can't forgive me, God can't use me, well, think again, He can. He grabbed a bunch of fishermen and some degenerate people and called them as his disciples and made them powerful individuals and empowered them with the Holy Spirit to do things that they thought they never could do. God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And if you're worried about you committed some sin God can't forgive, then I got news for you. He can. You're telling me his blood is insufficient on the cross if you're telling me that. And so I've got to figure a way, and I'll talk about it maybe more tomorrow and Friday, about how you need to hear a copy of this message, get a copy of this message, a recorded copy. It was recorded at Freedom Church in Vero Beach. And I remember walking out there to speak, and I'm going, Lord, I ain't got nothing. And God is faithful. And God came through. And the message was delivered. And somehow I want to share it with you, my audience, because look, politics and all around us, it's all fleeting stuff. It's not that big of a deal. I'm sorry. I don't live and breathe politics anymore. I don't want to. I mean, I'm sharing some, yes, but I'm sharing the light of God's Word. I really believe, no matter what you think, we're coming into a time of real uncertainty. I think we could have an economic crisis before the end of this calendar year, and if Trump is elected, he'll be walking into a hornet's nest, a mess. There's going to be a shaking, and the church, most of it is unprepared, ill-prepared, ill-equipped, and not filled with the Holy Spirit. We'll have a little time to put it all together. Do you believe in this mission and ministry? I know the program is now shorter. It has to be by necessity for the time being. But would you still support it? Visit our website, truth2ponder.com. truth2ponder.com. Or would you consider making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio? Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.